Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, world's largest supercharger site, UK EV surge forward, and Kia EVs drive US success. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you which car maker Vatican City has chosen to make sure their holy work is done with zero emissions. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you're listening in the world, EV News Daily is your trusted source of EV information. Last day of the working week, Friday, 4th of July. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And you can sign up on Patreon if you want to, but no pressure. Have a look at what that is all about. All right, let's kick off with news about Tesla opening the world's largest supercharger station in California. Well, Tesla has opened the first stage of what will become the world's largest supercharger station, located in Lost Hills, California. It launched right before the busy 4th of July weekend. Currently, the site has 84 charging stalls operating, with the same again, another 84 stalls planned to open later in 2025. Now, once it's fully completed, the location will have 168 stalls, the largest supercharger globally. The project features solar panels installed on the ground and under canopies, which generate about 11 megawatts of solar power. It also has 10 Tesla Megapacks, providing a combined battery storage capacity of 39 megawatt hours. Tesla says the station currently runs off grid, which is very impressive, powered by solar energy. But there is a grid connection, and I think that perhaps earlier today, one or two articles went with that headline, because that's impressive, isn't it? An 84 supercharger stall off-grid station. Well, it's not. It does have a grid connection, but much smaller than it would need if it wasn't for the solar and battery storage. But you may have seen that story reported today, which is Tesla launches off-grid supercharger station. Not true. The devil's always in the detail. It does have a 1.5 megawatt grid connection, because if it has excess energy and the batteries are full, it will want to sell energy back to the grid. And on days when it needs, it will want to charge the batteries from its small grid connection. It's most certainly not an off-grid supercharger. I'm sure they could build one. But it is operating as such at the moment. That's really impressive. Among the current 84 stalls, 12 of them a pull-through stalls designed for vehicles with trailers or large loads. Tesla will add a dedicated lounge area for travelers when the remaining stalls open later in the year. Now, EV sales here in the United Kingdom increased sharply in the first 6 months of the year. Now we're into July. We start to get these these bits of data coming in, and they were up 35% year on year compared to the same time last year. Total EV sales, 225,000 units, according to the industry body here, SMMT. UK car sales in June, overall car sales, 191,000. That's up about 7% compared to June last year. So overall car sales were up. Of those, 47,400 were pure electric. So that is a 25% BEV share here in the UK, at least for the month of June. Now, you know, we can cherry pick particular months that are good or bad, can't we? But I think that's a great figure. Now, it's less. It's less than the 28% that the government want the car companies to hit by the end of the year. But isn't that the point of stretch goals? Nobody says, oh, I'd like to lose a pound, you know, of weight on a holiday or wedding day or something. You set you know, important stretch goals, and maybe you get there, maybe you shoot for the moon and almost get there. But the point is that whether we hit 28% or whether it's 26 or 27.2, the UK is going EV at a rapid clip. The growth in overall UK car sales in 2025 has been steady, supported by discounts on battery electric vehicles. Industry leaders and the car makers, once again, as we always get, are cautioning that discounting is unsustainable. These incentives are offered by manufacturers to meet the compliance targets. The data shows that EVs were 21.6% of all vehicle sales in the first half of this year. So June obviously shows the direction of travel. I can't wait to see what it is by December. Below 28%, although flexibilities mean that you can push off some of those cars into the future, you can buy credits from other car makers, not completely set in stone. Data from New Automotive shows that strong growth in the UK commercial EV market is happening, with EV vans increasing by 50% in the first 6 months of 2025 compared to the same time last year, with electric vans comprising 1 in 10 new van registrations during the period. Now, talking about things going up in the UK, EV charging infrastructure expanded significantly in the first half of the year. ZapMap reporting that new charge points were installed nationwide, 8,670 of them to be precise, bringing the total to 82,500 chargers across 40,000 sites. That's up 27% year on year. Larger charging hubs with six or more chargers are growing in number as well. 136 new hubs opened since January. That's now 673, making long journeys easier. Ultra rapid charger installations, those are the ones that offer 150 kilowatts or more, increased by 23% in the first half of the year. There's now 1,600 of those, now accounting for 18% of new charge points. Scotland and northwest England saw the highest growth. Lower power chargers remain the most widely installed. There's about 65,500 of those of the 82,000 units, which is great because we should be charging our EVs all different speeds, but primarily at lower speeds. That never really gets said out loud, does it? Because everyone wants to talk about DC fast charging. And honestly, I get it. If you are going on a road trip with the kids, or you've got an appointment and a meeting, you want to turn up at somewhere where there's a plug and it's quick and you get going in 20 minutes. But the majority of EVs need to be charged when the wheels ain't turning, which is, for most of our cars, nearly all of the time. And that's good news. While the capital hosts most street-side charge points, installation growth is faster elsewhere. Charger growth in London was 11% compared to 25% across the rest of Britain. Let's go to Spain now. In the first half of 2025, Spain's electric vehicle market grew by 80%. That's BEVs and plug-in hybrids, together making 21% of new car registrations for the month of June in Spain. Industry experts predict total EV registrations could be 200,000 by the end of the year. BEV registrations up 80% to a hit 115,000 units in the first half of 2025. That's pretty much all of the BEVs that were sold all of last year, calendar year 2024, in Spain. June was particularly impressive. Kia is next in the news. Kia America achieved record EV sales in the first half of this year, significantly helping overall performance. The company sold a record 416,000 vehicles, up 8% from the same time last year. Retail sales were strong, thanks to Kia's electric models. Sales of the hybrids were up 70%. New additions to Kia's lineup include the EV9, GT line, and Nightfall editions, all helping sales as well. Let's go to Canada, and top Canadian automakers have asked the federal government to drop its zero-emission vehicle sales mandate, calling it damaging and unworkable. CEOs from Ford of Canada, General Motors Canada, and Stellantis Canada met with the Prime Minister, Mark Carney, in Ottawa to explain that the mandate could severely hurt the industry, given that their customer demand is falling for EVs and the trade tensions with the United States. The federal mandates require ZEVs to be 20% of new car sales by 2026 and only 60% by 2030. That's lower than many other countries around the world. Of course, Canada, part of North America's general catching up to do. China obviously leading the way, Europe not far behind. The UK is now Europe's biggest EV market, and Canada could choose to do its own thing. That would be interesting. Could allow Chinese cars in, could do its own thing with regard, could purposefully go the opposite way to the United States. We'll have to wait and see. Alpine is the hot bit of Renault, and Alpine has unveiled the A290 Rally, a rally prepared version of the Renault 5 based electric hatchback. The A290 Rally starts at £52,000, about 60,000 euros. Developed for rally competitions, and so not for the likes of everybody to pop down the shops and get a pint of milk. The A290 Rally has some quite extensive modifications. The interior is stripped. There's a full roll cage and bucket seats are fitted. A limited slip diff is included to manage the car's 217 horsepower and 221 pound-feet of torque. Goes to the front wheels, by the way. Alpine has also adjusted the reduction gearing and control software for rally performance. An external speaker is installed, enabling fans to hear the otherwise quiet electric drivetrain. Braking upgrades include larger 350mm front discs, up from 320, with six-piston calipers, while rear discs are slightly reduced. A rally-specific hydraulic handbrake improves manoeuvrability in tight corners. The chassis runs on some special dampers designed for rallying. Standard wheels replaced with some Evo Corsa rims in Michelin Pilot Sport A Rally tyres. Yeah, I did tell you, not for the likes of you and I, but still very cool and very impressive. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Lucid, Osgrid, Ford's E-Transit and much more. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I heard an advert or two, by the way, just then, and you think, I'd like to not hear any adverts, or skipping them is just too onerous for you, then you can check out the Patreon pages. First of all, you'd support the show. You get a nice warm fuzzy feeling in your heart. I can't guarantee that bit, but you would be enabling this show to reach people around the world and spread the word about clean green transport and doing your bit to help me do my bit. Let's talk about Lucid Motors reporting a 40% increase in vehicle deliveries in the second quarter of this year, 3,309 units, up from 2,400 a year earlier. This growth was driven mainly by the ramped up production of the Gravity, which is still pretty small though. That's their three-row electric crossover. Production at Lucid's Casa Grande factory in Arizona rose 83% year on year. In the first half of the year, Lucid delivered 6,500 vehicles. The company's goal remains 20,000 for the full year. They've got to go some then to catch up. Lucid's expanding lineup includes the crossover, adding to the Air, which is the sedan, which debuted in 2021. Now, Ausgrid, operator of Australia's largest distributed network, wants permission to directly install curbside EV chargers in New South Wales. Currently, distribution network service providers, or DNSPs like Ausgrid, are not allowed to do so because of so-called ring fencing rules, which separate regulated energy networks from competitive commercial activities. Now, the issue was the main focus at the first public session of the parliamentary inquiry into New South Wales' EV charging infrastructure. Launched in March, the inquiry aims to assess current market conditions and related regulations. Really good news these kind of things are being looked at. Curbside EV chargers should be a no-brainer. There's so many solutions operating around the world already, whether that is curbside chargers, whether that is lamppost chargers, whether that is something as simple as a channel that goes into the pavement. Lots of people have to park outside their house in many countries, particularly where housing stock is perhaps closer together. And so if you have to park on the street, just something as simple as, I've seen some cool little designs of a channel that runs from your front garden out to the street, and therefore you can run a cable safely in that. There is obviously still some health and safety stuff to work out. Nobody wants a cable draped across the pavement. For those that have, you know, perhaps some difficulties with sight, or just those that just trip over it or whatever. I say that as someone who has fallen over in a supermarket walking past one of those little yellow signs they have that say wet floor. So I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. I busted up my ankle doing that whilst the supermarket worker who was mopping the floor looked at me to say, well, I put the sign down. Now get up, please. I couldn't, by the way. Pretty much hurt myself that day. Right, let's move on, and that's an admission I'd never made before. Ford Pro will expand its electric e-Transit custom van range by adding an all-wheel drive model. The e-Transit custom is a fine-looking beast, and an all-wheel drive version is designed to provide better traction in challenging conditions like maybe some mountainous regions or northern European areas, or just recreational vehicle users that just want an all-wheel drive e-Transit custom. Ford's engineers improved the current rear-wheel drive system by adding a front motor with separate motors powering both axles. Torque is effectively distributed across all wheels, improving performance and control. Now, Ford will launch the all-wheel drive e-Transit Custom in spring next year, available in many versions, including the rugged Trail model. At the same time, they will offer an all-wheel drive model for their electric passenger van, the e-Tourneo Custom, as well. Now, let's talk about Stellantis. They're starting to build the electric cargo box Luton version of its large commercial vans. They have their factory in Italy, the Atessa factory. The facility currently makes large vans like the Citroën Relay, the Fiat Professional Ducato, the Peugeot Boxer, and the Vauxhall Movano. Now, two cargo box Luton sizes are available, both with a pure battery electric chassis cab and 270 horsepower electric motor. Big old battery, 110 kilowatt hours, driving range over 200 miles on this one. Stellantis also improving the charging 22 kilowatts AC as standard, which is perfect for overnight charging if you want a commercial vehicle. These little gaps, by the way, are being filled in. None of these are really headline stories, and it might not even affect you, because are you in the market really for a cargo box Luton van? Yeah, I didn't think so, me neither, but I love the fact that they're making them. These gaps in the market, because if you're a business and you want a commercial vehicle and you need one and you can't get one that runs on battery, then you're going to have to be stuck with diesel. And it's expensive and annoying to run, and it requires servicing. And here we go, over 200 miles and a big van. These are the kind of things that people use to move house and stuff like that. Then, brilliant, 110 kilowatt hour, big old big boy battery. Absolutely perfect. I won't imagine that this is cheap. I haven't got pricing for it. But at the end of the day, as long as the vehicle works out at the end of your whatever it is that you're going to amortize this over, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, I don't know, on your fleet, then as long as it's cheaper because of the running costs and lack of servicing, then the initial high price is normally offset, isn't it? Now, let's talk about a new electric motorcycle maker. Here's a brand I've never mentioned before. They're called Ultraviolet. Ultraviolet Automotive is an Indian-based premium electric motorcycle maker. They've entered the French market, increasing its presence in Europe to 10 countries now. Pre-orders start at the end of July, with deliveries planned around August or September, and they want 500 units going to Europe a year. There'll be two versions of their motorcycle. There's going to be the F77. That's the lineup. There's going to be the Mach 2 and the Super Street, while Ultraviolet sells the Tesseract Maxi Scooter, an enduro motorcycle back in India. They're not planned to come here. Both models have a permanent magnet AC motor delivering 30 kilowatts of power. Of course, on a bike, all the numbers mean something completely different because it's so lightweight. 0 to 62 miles an hour, 7.7 seconds, 96 miles an hour, top speed. And you can either choose from glide mode, combat mode, or ballistic mode. That's what it's called. Wow. Now, the automotive sector is rapidly transitioning from hardware-based to software-driven vehicle designs. It was the case for decades, since forever, that you built a car, and unless someone modded it and they were part of a community, or you took it back for a very rare upgrade, the car you bought was the car you got, right? And then over-the-air updates and software changed all that. So cars are changing the way that they're even being designed. Frequent over-the-air updates become essential now. Automakers increasingly integrate Google services that bundles Google Maps, Google Assistant, and the Play Store. And to get certification of that has added 12 to 18 months of timeline to your project. Well, eCarX, which is a Chinese company, has reduced the timeline significantly. They have Google certification for the Volvo EX30, that's the small Volvo, in 10 months. They did the Polestar 4 in only 8 months, cutting the process by over half compared to typical industry standards. Their software platforms are now in 8.1 million vehicles globally. eCarX works with VW, FAW, Dongfeng, and more. eCarX also integrates AI like AutoGPT, which is powered by OpenAI, enhancing conversational and predictive functions for drivers on their platform. And finally, if you're doing some holy work, you should really do it without harming the planet with Emissions? Well, Vatican City is expanding its EV use and infrastructure. After upgrading its charging stations, the Vatican City area has opened them now, not for only official use, but also employees of Vatican City and the Holy See. I think I did read it once. It's like 800, 1,000 people. Maybe it's more in Vatican City. And obviously the Holy See is not an area as such. But either way, new infrastructure, and that's fantastic. And who have they chosen? Stellantis, of course, home of fine Italian brand. Stellantis will use their subsidiary Leasys, and they will offer Vatican employees, but not quite free vehicles. You know, obviously you want to stay on the right side of the big fella upstairs. But still, Vatican employees on medium or long-term rentals of fully electric cars get a cracking deal on complete maintenance and roadside assistance as well. Switching to EV supports the Vatican City's environmental goals and uses their upgraded EV charging station infrastructure to reduce pollution from employee-owned vehicles. Amen to that. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.